Alexandria has picked up at least 5 inches of snow today. And joining us live is Alexandria Mayor Aaliyah Gaskins. Mayor, thanks for joining us. Is that consistent with what you're seeing, 5 inches plus?
Yes, we're seeing between 5 and 6.5 across our city.
All right. So how are you guys dealing with it? What are your plow operators, police officers, and firefighters telling you?
Sure. So we have about 50 snow removal vehicles that are actively on the road right now, and they are working very closely with our public safety professionals across police and fire. Our main focus is really trying to get our primary roads clear. So those are our major emergency routes, our bridges, connections to hospitals. That's the big focus. I think the challenge we're facing is we have to keep going over those roads over and over and over again, as now we're seeing more freezing rain and sleet. Really changing the conditions of those roads.
Yeah, and that leads into the question for a lot of folks is, when will my street get done, right? Because you do have to focus on those primary roads. When might the side streets and residential roads get done, do you think?
So I think it depends a little bit on what happens over the next couple hours. What we're being told is that 5 to 8 p.m. is really a critical time. They're predicting a lot more rain and potential ice. If that is the case, then we're going to have to keep focusing on the primary roads before we can get to any side streets. If that's not the case, then we might be able to start getting into neighborhoods much sooner. But we'll have a better, I think, estimate probably by early morning on Monday. I would say for all of our residents, you can go to the city's website and we have a tracker there, which tells you where our plows are at, which they're focusing on, and begins to give some estimates as to when we'll get to your neighborhood.
Okay. And I guess crews would have to start, what, treating with road treatments rather than plowing if we start getting freezing rain?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Are there any problems, do you think, that are unique to Alexandria that this storm poses?
I don't know if they're unique to Alexandria. I know right now we've had, I think, 2 accidents. So that has really shifted some of our emergency response. So the same thing I think everyone's hearing across the region, if you don't have to go out, please don't go out. I'd say the other big thing we are watching and focusing on is, you know, any potential power outages. We haven't seen any so far, but that's something we continue to monitor. We have about 49 people currently in our shelters. So that is something that we are also really focused on, just how do we make sure everyone in our community remains warm and safe and supported through this event.
Of course. Is there some, obviously it might be too early to tell, but so far from what you've seen, is there some sense of relief here that if we, it could have been much worse with some, you know, really significant snow totals that we hopefully are not going to get?
Yes. Yes, I think we are all feeling much better than the predictions that we were receiving earlier in the week, which I think had upwards of 16 inches or more. So it's definitely less snow, which is helpful. Now it's just kind of making sure that those conditions don't worsen.
Yeah. Any other thoughts before we let you go?
I guess I would just say, you know, our schools just announced that tomorrow is a traditional snow day. So if you are home with young ones, I know I've already been out with my 5- and 3-year-old, go out. It's not the best snow making or snowball making weather, but it is still a lot of fun and it's not too bad out there right now. So if you can and you can do it safely, go out and enjoy a little bit of the snow.
Yeah, potentially good sledding weather if, you know, you can stay warm, right?
That's true. That's true.
Okay. So that's on the to-do list, but, you know, don't stay out too long, of course. Thank you very much, Mayor. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for the time today.
That's Alexandria Mayor Aaliyah Gaskins.